Lake Effect continues now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. While the bands in the local coverage concert we just heard about are covering each other's songs, another group of bands is coming together on Saturday night on behalf of a decade-old foundation. And they'll all be covering another artist's music as well.
In this case, though, the annual Pavlov concert features musicians all covering songs by Tom Petty, who died a few months ago. Louis Lucchese is organizing, producing, and performing in the show, and he's with us in the studio now. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
How did this year's Pavlov concert evolve differently than the ones that have come before it over the last decade?
Well, we always get together around September and start putting together the show. And this year we were tossing around ideas for what we were going to do, and we were kind of – we weren't sure what direction we were going to go in. And then Tom Petty passed, and so I said, let's just do a Tom Petty tribute, and everybody just agreed right away. It was a great idea.
It's really remarkable to see the various musicians who are on this bill and think about what Tom Petty has meant to them over the course of their careers.
Well, you know, when his first record came out, I remember real clearly it coming out, and it was interesting because not only was it a great record, but it sort of appealed to a lot of different people. The punk rockers liked it and the classic rock people liked it, so he really just hit something from day one.
What's Tom Petty meant to you over the course of his career and yours?
Well, I think that Tom Petty, he meant a lot to a lot of people, and I think it was really his integrity that kind of came through it. I mean, he was a great artist. He wrote great songs. He had a great band. He was a great stage performer, but he had attitude, and that was why I think a lot of the punk rock people liked him and why everybody liked him, because he stood up for himself.
I was thinking about this, and if I remember correctly, I think the first 45 RPM record I ever bought was Tom Petty's Refugee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the song that really put him over to the mainstream. Breakdown was the song for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually opening the show with it. So that should be really a great opener.
I imagine maybe some goosebump moments being on stage playing that song.
Well, I'll tell you, when you hear this band, it's going to be goosebumps the whole night because I put the band together and everybody's great. But from the very first rehearsal, it was just like, wow. I mean, it really, really sounds good.
We'll talk about who is on the bill, who's part of this band, and who else is playing.
Well, the band itself is made up of on guitars, it's Quinn Sharber and Bob Eichhoff. Bass is Jack Rice, drums Mike Koch, and keyboards Al Kramer. They're all really exceptional musicians. And then the featured vocalists, in addition to myself, are Sammy Yannis from the Bodines, Gabriel Sanchez, Prince Experience, Abby Jean, who just won Radio Milwaukee Music Awards Record of the Year for her debut, Chris DeMay, Semi Twang, and the Wooldridge Brothers.
Do you go into playing a Petty song consciously trying not to imitate the man? It's a very distinctive voice, obviously.
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting question because this is a tribute to Tom Petty as opposed to a reimagining. Alverno College has done a whole series of shows of reimagining where people take the songs and they change them. But this is not really our approach at all. This is a tribute, and we're sticking pretty close to the original arrangements. I mean, we're very, very close in all honesty.
The idea, though, is as a vocalist not to necessarily try to sound just like Tom Petty, though.
No, as a matter of fact, it's one of those things you run into when you're doing other people's songs is to try not to imitate them. I mean, some people are a little bit more than I do, but that's the one thing that people have a little bit of leeway with is the vocals.
Well, and so talk a little bit about the Pavlov Foundation that this concert benefits.
Well, the Pavlov Foundation was started 10 years ago by Milwaukee native Jeff Costolaz and his wife Joanne Thrailkill after their 5-year-old son Pablo was diagnosed with a rare form of pediatric cancer. And so they started the foundation to celebrate his victory over cancer. But unfortunately, Pablo passed away 6 days after his 6th birthday. So they kept the foundation going and said, we're doing it for a different reason. But we're gonna find a cure for the cancer that killed our little boy.
It's really, I think, in those years, kind of found its way onto the Milwaukee live music map.
Yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, after five or six of them, we were kind of talking to the foundation about whether or not we were going to keep doing them because some are more popular than others. And they said, no, absolutely. You guys were the first ones. It's really not so much about money. It's about name, you know, about exposure. And they insisted that we keep doing them.
What has the energy been like as this show has come into being?
Well, this one's a little different because it's the first time we've done a full-on tribute concert. And everything in the past, we've had bands like the Sons of the Silent Age, which is a David Bowie tribute band out of Chicago. But that was just sort of a booking. And they came in. I don't know if you saw the show, but they're amazing. And it's people from Ministry and Smashing Pumpkins, and Shirley Manson came and played and from Garbage. But in this case, we started from the ground up, and we put the band together, and we picked the singers, and everything was put together. So this one's a little bit different.
You mentioned Breakdown. What are some of the other Petty songs that are going to be represented?
Well, what's really funny is Tom Petty has – he has so many great songs that there are songs that are not being done that we wanted in the show, but we're limited for time. But Refugee, we're doing Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Mary Jane's Last Dance, even The Losers, The Waiting. It just goes on and on. I mean, there's a lot.
Louis Lucchese, thank you so much. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Louis Lucchese is organizer, producer, and one of the performers in the Tom Petty tribute that comprises this year's concert that supports the Pavlov Foundation. The concert is Saturday evening at Turner Hall. You'll find more information at WUWM.com.